Well, 大家早。
Good morning, everybody.
我希望你能享受到我们在退休会里面我们那几天的生活跟信息。
I hope that you have enjoyed what we had together up in the mountain with the retreat.
Oh, I suppose to speak in English, and I forgot.
他本来应该是讲英文，我讲中文的。
That's why I grab my sister because only she can put up with me.
只有我可以忍受她。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a very familiar verse.
今天早上，我想要跟大家分享一个非常熟悉的圣经。
But I'd like to begin to talk about mottos.
我想一开始的时候跟大家先讲座右铭。
What are mottos?
座右铭是什么？
Mottos are words to live by.
座右铭就是一些话我们可以用来借在生活上面行出来的。
They are wisdoms given by so-called experts to tell us how to live.
他们是一些专家所给我们一些智慧的劝勉。
I'm sure you heard a few.
我很肯定你们已经听过一些了。
Some popular ones like, just be yourself.
有一些比较受欢迎的好像就是说就做你自己吧。
Follow your heart.
随心所欲。
Live out your dream.
活出你的梦想。
Are they true?
他们是真实的吗？
They could be wise words, but not necessarily true.
他们可能是一些好像很聪明的话，可是不一定是真实的。
How do we know if something are really the truth?
我们怎么晓得有一些的话是真理呢？
Not because they're from experts.
不一定因为他们是专家讲的。
Or from your friends.
或许是你朋友说的。
Or even from parents, you know that they do love you.
或许是从你们父母亲来的，虽然他们很爱你。
Because it could be wrong.
因为他们有的时候可能是错误的。
Not that they really wanted to hurt you.
不是因为他们想要伤害你。
With good intention.
他们的原意原是好的。
But they're humans, and humans unfortunately can fail us.
因为他们是人，人很多时候在某一些方面来说是失败的。
So while they're trying to give us their very best advice,
有的时候他们想要给我们一些很好的忠告。
It may not be the correct advice.
可是不一定是正确的忠告。
And not to say they are necessary truth.
也不一定是真理。
If you want truth, you have to compare against.The scripture.
如果你想要真理，你一定要把圣经来对照。
Because God is truth.
因为神就是真理。
Every other wisdom or so-called truth are relative.
很多其他所谓的真理其实是相对的。
Only God's revelation is absolute.
就只有神所要的真理。才是正确的，绝对的真理。
It will stand the test of time and era and culture and every different language.
因为它可以直接被时间、被社会、被不同的世代来挑战。
And here are some of the popular ones you've probably seen somewhere, you know, and, I mean, take a look at them. Maybe you remember, you know some of them, okay? Be yourself, everyone else, you know, is...Taken. And life isn't about finding yourself, life is about creating yourself. You know, risk, you know, care, dream, expect, those type of things are all people keep telling us every day.
这里就有一些平常我们常常听到或是遇见或者是有人讲的一些所谓的一些忠告。
But you have to be careful with them.
可是你们要小心。
I'm sure you receive plenty golden advice from your parents.
我相信大家都从我们父母亲身上有很多忠言的劝告。
They told you it's golden advices, right?
他们告诉你这些忠告是很好的。
But to you it's nagging reminders.
可是对你来说只是唠叨。
Now be polite.
要有礼貌。
Study hard.
要用功。
Don't trust stranger.
不要相信陌生人。
Don't waste money.
不要浪费钱。
You need to get all A's.
你一定要用功念
You must marry a Chinese.
一定要跟中国人结婚 blah, blah, blah. 等等。
Lots of do's and lots of don'ts, right?
有很多要做的跟不要做的。
But you know what, despite you hate listening to your parents, some of the advice are probably very much in line with the scripture.
虽然很多时候你可能很不喜欢或者很厌烦你父母亲所给你的忠告，可是很多时候他们的忠告跟圣经其实非常相近。
I'm sure you're familiar with the book of Proverbs. It is filled with advices and wisdom teaching.
大家对箴言都非常熟悉，因为箴言里面有很多很多这样的一些忠告。
And many of those also came from a very experienced father, and we know that mostly Solomon, right?
有很多这些里面的忠告我们晓得是从所罗门来的，他也是一个很有智慧的父亲。
And there are also mottos or words for us to live by.
里面有很多座右铭或者有一些的话我们可以按照他们来生活。
I know we read it already, but let's read it once again because it's such an important verse.
那我们一起再来念一遍。
Okay, and whether in Chinese or English, let's read all together.
我们一起来念。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Okay? Now let's break the verses down into smaller phrases.
我们就把这一段的圣经把它分开好几小段来看。
First of all, it says trust in the Lord.
第一他讲到要仰赖耶和华。
It's actually a positive, a very proactive encouragement.
其实它是一个非常正面的一个忠告。
Do this, trust in the Lord.
要这样子做要仰赖耶和华。
But from every do's, there's always a don't.
在每一个要做的事情上面通常有一个不要做的。
And that's followed by lean not on your own understanding.
他就跟着就有一个比较负面的，就是说不要依靠自己的聪明。
So in other words, for you to fully trust the Lord, at the same time, you cannot lean on your own understanding because it conflicts each other.
这样就是说明，当你在仰赖耶和华的时候，你一定不要依靠自己的聪明，因为他们是相反的，是相对的。
所以 a positive encouragement is followed by a negative reminder.
有一个正面的忠告就跟着就有一个反面的提醒。
But prophets always written in couplets, so there's a next statement following after this.
这个箴言通常写的时候就有几段这样子的话下面就跟着这样子说。
So it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, meaning the Lord.
在你一切所行的事上就要认定他就是神。
So, positive statement, a negative statement, and now another positive encouragement.
所以有一个正面的忠告，有一个反面的提醒，然后再来一个正面的忠告。
And the last phrase of this famous verse tells us something very important. Doing this or not doing this will yield a result.
在最下面最后一句就讲到一个非常重要的一个结果。
A lot of people treat God's word like this. It's like, I don't care what theSunday school teacher tell me, my parents teach me, I'm just doing my way.
有很多人对神的话或者是对主日学的老师都有这样子的一个反应，就是我不管你跟我说什么，我就是按照自己的意思去做。
Well, right now I live in your house, you feed me and you pay for everything, so I have to listen to you.
现在我住在你的家，你也供给我食物，所以我一定要听你的话。
But one day I have my own job, I have my own life, I don't have to listen to you, I listen to nobody.
有一天我当我离开家的时候我有自己的工作我可以养活自己的时候我就不需要听任何人的话。
It's fine.
那个可能是可以的。
It's fine. Yeah. But in,
是好的。
Yeah, it's fine. It's actually fine. Yeah. So I don't want to surprise her. It's fine, but there's always a result.
那个可能是好的可是有一定的结果。
I mean, it's a free country in U.S. I mean, if you like to smoke, smoke. If you like to practice homosexuality, go ahead.
因为这是一个自由的国家，如果你想要抽烟，你可以抽烟；如果你想要认同同性恋，你可以认同同性恋。
But in everything you do, don't forget there's always a consequence and result.
因为在一切所行的事上，常常都有一个后果。
And that is not something that you can bear.
这个后果不一定你能够承担的。
So, truth often has two sides.
真理通常有两面。
What to do or what one should do.
是什么要做或者什么应该做。
And then there's what not to do and what one should avoid.
另外一方面就是什么不要做或许是应该避免什么。
And between the do's and the don'ts, you have a result.
在应该要做跟不应该要做的中间就有结果。
Okay, so let's take this part bit by bit. Trust in the Lord.
我们 一步一步来看，就是说仰赖耶和华。
How do you define trust?
怎么样子可以来讲解这个仰赖？
Well, I mean, if you come to church, we often teach us, oh, trust is the same thing as to have faith.
如果你来教会的话，常常都是说这个仰赖就是要有信心。
Well, I mean, the society or country or the world works functionally based upon trust.
这整个世界，整个的世代都是用信赖来做根基的。
No, so if you, in order for us to have a happy, a productive and a positive life, we have to learn how to trust one another.
如果我们想要有一个非常快乐，非常美满的一个生活，我们要学会怎么样子去信任别人。
Right now you're sitting on a chair.
现在你坐在椅子上面。
I mean, do you always kind of test it to make sure that it can support your weight before you sit?
那你在你坐之前，我们是不是常常会去想这个椅子是不是能够支持我的重量呢？
So every time you know you see a chair, and the first thing you do is like, and then you sit.
你每一次看见一张椅子，你是不是先要去试一试它是不是能够支持你的重量才坐下去呢？
There are some people who do that.
有一些人会这样子做的。
Do you know what we call them?
你知道我们叫这些什么人吗？
Paranoid.
神经衰弱姐。
Now, we send a mail, right? I mean, Christmas coming, I'm sure some of you might, even when you do it electronically, you're gonna send, you know, a greeting to a friend, to someone somewhere else.
圣诞节要来了，我们可能会送一些礼物或者卡片，就算是电邮，我们也会送一些出去给我们的亲戚朋友。
Every time you drop it in the mailbox, you trust that someonewould deliver it to the destination or the person you want.
你每一次把邮件送出去的时候，你要有这个信任，信得过邮差或是邮政局会把你所要送的东西都送到对方的手里。
Even though when you send electronically, you trust that the server is not going to crash down on you and that thing is going to enter in someone else's inbox.
就算是电邮，你也要相信在电邮的上面，在网络上面，你也可以把这一封电邮的信送到对方电邮的信箱里面。
I know a lot of times there's online banking, you know, but I'm still a caveman. I still love to write checks.
当然，现在在网上来过户付账已经是非常普遍，可是他还没有这样子做。
And they always say, "Oh, do you want your salary direct deposit?" I say, "No, I like to see that on my hand."
他们就有问你要不要把你的薪水直接过户进去你的账本里面，他说不要，他要把支票拿在手上才安心。
But then every time you write a check or you send a check, you are trusting that, oh, I have this check, I'm able to cash it in the bank.
你每一次收到一张支票，你也要有这个信心或者这个信任，说你这张支票是可以兑现的。
Oh, you use a credit card to swipe, swipe, swipe.
或许当你用信用卡的时候。
So, I handle you the merchandise.
我给你商品。
I don't have cash collected from you.
我不用向你支取现金。
But because of that credit card.
是因为你用信用卡。
I trust that I can collect it back, the cash.
我就相信你的信用卡是有效的。
According to a well-known German psychologist, Eric Erikson,
根据一个非常有名的德国的一个心理学家。
And he said, trust is the basic emotional foundation of humankind.
他说信任是人类情绪的根基。
It is trust that makes every human relationship an enjoyment and not a threat.
因为是信任让人际关系成为一个愉快的经验而并非是威胁。
You know, communist government did one terrible thing.
共产国家做了一件非常可怕的事情。
They teach us not to trust anybody.
他教导了我们不信任任何人。
And that is the breakdown of the society.
那就是这个世代的一个破碎。
I can't trust you. I can only trust myself. Because one day you're going to betray me. For whatever reason.
我今天不能够信任你。我只能够信任自己，因为有一天你会出卖我的。
How could that kind of society have any enjoyment in any relationship?
那样子的一个社会怎么可以带给人愉快的经验呢？经历呢？
Unfortunately, the world and the people that live around us become less and less trustworthy.
可是这个世界跟里面的人今天所带给我们的是彼此更多的不信任。
Think about how many frauds.
大家想到一些假冒的事情。
Identity thefts.
特别是身份被盗取。
I mean, a few months ago, I received several IRS phone calls.
好几个月以前我收到税局很多的。
They want to audit me.
他们说他们要审查我。
And I think, you know,Pastor, how much money do I make? Huh? Why would you want to audit me?
我在想，我是做牧师的，我能够赚多少钱？你为什么要审查我？
And then the Federal Express, you have this email to tell you that I want to deliver something, but you have to print this label.
还有快递的人，他们说你有一个商品，可是你要把这个 label 印出来。
Or credit card company who want to verify this transaction, and then you have to fill in some information.
或者信用卡的公司，他们说他们要证明一些东西，要你把你的一个银码放进去。
We've received those phony emails and phone calls almost daily.
我们常常都收到这些假冒的电话跟信件。
Not to mention their plagiarism, imitation, and all kinds of other crimes that are rampant.
不用讲很多盗取别人的文件，或者是很多其他的商品。假冒的商品。
When I was in seminary down in South Cal,
当我还在念神学的时候
，I mean I'm a new student, so I'm green, I'm a rookie.
所以当我还是新人的时候
，So I mean you know you think that everybody in the world is so nice, they all just study God's word.
你会以为每一个人都是一个非常良善的人，他们都是在学习神的话。
So I was busy preparing, you know, for exams, you know, in the seminary library.
所以我在图书馆里面非常用功的在准备一些考卷。
A stranger, you know, a black student came to me and then asked me, "Do you have a car?"
一个黑人的学生来问我你们有没有一部车子
？Oh, you know, seminary. I thought that's it.Say, yeah, I don't have a car.
我跟他说是，我有一部车子。
And he said, I have an emergency. I need to be visiting my aunt, and she, you know, so and so. So can you send me to a train station?
他说我有一个紧急的事情，你可不可以把我送到一个火车站
？I mean, you know, after all, we're good Samaritan, right? I mean, we're in seminary, so oh yeah, yeah, okay.
我们是好撒玛利亚人，所以当然我说可以啊。
So I drove into the train station.
那我就把他开到火车站。
He said, "Oh, you don't have to go in there. You can park here. I can walk over there."
他说你不用开进去，你可以停在这里，我可以走路进去。
And the next thing he said, "You know what? I really don't have my wallet with me. I don't have cash." So, and then start asking me, you know, to loan some money.
他说我没有带我的钱包，我没有什么钱，你可不可以借钱给我
？That's when I realized, like, oh.He's not even studying in that seminary. He's just somebody from the street.
那个时候我才明白，他根本不是神学生，他就是从街上面来进来的。
Because I met him later on, a few days later on the street, targeting another innocent person.
因为我几天以后看见他在街上对不同的人做同样的事情。
You know, I mean, we thought like, wow.People cannot be trusted anymore because they're after my money.
我们常常都会觉得别人是不能够信任的，因为他们的目的就是想要我的钱。
How many of you walking down the parking lot and you just find someone's approaching you, your reaction is like, I walk the other way or turn my, I don't even want to look at that person.
有多少次我们在停车场的时候看见有一些人想要向你走过来的时候，你想要避开他们。
So who do you trust the most?
你对什么人是最觉得可以信任的。
And in what thing do you have total confidence?
你对什么事情觉得你是有绝对的信任呢？
Your so-called friends?
你的朋友吗？
Yourself?
你自己吗？
And you say, okay, I'm going to find it in internet.
所以你说，我可以在网上去找。
You trust your internet?
你对网络上面的事情东西完全信任吗？
There's probably more false information than the true ones.
网络上面的东西很多时候错误的比正确的多。
And you know in every American dollar bill and then in the coin there's a written motto.
你知道在美国的钞票跟银币上面都有一个座右铭，一句座右铭。
What's that?
是什么？
In God we trust.
我们笃信上帝。
That was actually first suggested by Salmon Portland Chase.
其实他第一是被这个Chase 所提议的。
So around 1864, he's actually the treasurer under President Abraham Lincoln.
1864年他是在林肯总统手下做财政的。
So imagine that every time you hand out a bill or coin,The reason why we're practicing merchandise and transaction is because we have a common trust.
每一次你用银币或者用钞票的时候，其实我们就有一个关联，有一个相信，就是说
彼此相信任。
我们彼此信任。
Okay. So you don't trust each other because of the bill.
你不是因为那张纸来彼此相信。
You try is because we trust God.
我们彼此相信是因为我们相信神。
I don't ask you to trust my dollar.
我不是要你相信我这一张。
The dollar has some meaning, has some value, it's because we all trust God.
这一张纸币有一些信任的感觉是因为我们相信神。
It is in God we trust.
因为我们笃信上帝。
But our society has become more and more materialistic.
可是我们现在这个社会已经比较物质化
，which is after things and then money。
我们比较注意的是钱财，是一些物质。
Some people joke about it in America is in goods we trust。
很多人有开这个玩笑说，在美国我们是笃信商品。
And when we elect our president, the first black president, we're all elated, and it's in Obama we trust。
当我们投票决定第一位黑人总统的时候，我很多时候他们都说是奥巴马，我们相信奥巴马。
So what's your motto of life?
你人生的座右铭是什么呢
？I don't trust anyone. I only trust myself. You said.
我对什么人都不相信，我只相信自己。
And then Proverbs 3:5 remind us trust in the Lord.
可是，在箴言3:5里面说，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
What does it mean to say?We trust someone.
我们信任什么人是什么意思呢
？There's a difference between believing in someone and actually trusting someone.
这个相信一个人跟仰赖一个人是有不一样的。
The Bible translation, I like the Chinese translation. Trust is interpreted as 仰赖 which carries a deeper meaning.
仰赖在中文这样子的翻译有一个更深的意思。
It's very close to the original Hebrew.
这个跟原文希伯来文比较相近。
It is resting your body weight upon an object.
就是把你人身体的重量靠在一个东西上面。
Okay, let me demonstrate.
让他来示范。
This is 仰赖。
Because if I let go of my hand,
如果我放手
what's going to happen to me? Because I'm not supporting anything by myself, I am.
Not reliable.
We need a heavier podium. And that's what 仰赖 means.
仰赖就是这样的意思。
Let go of yourself.
你要把自己放弃。
But when you let go of yourself, you are giving yourself to something or an object.
当你放开自己的时候，你要把自己交给一些东西。
The famous French acrobat Charles Blondin.
一个法国非常有名的杂技演员 Charles Blondin.
He was the first person ever to cross the Niagara Fall.
他是世界上面第一个人走过尼加拉瓜。
I mean on a tightrope, okay? Yeah.
在那个空中的那个吊绳里面走过。
1859.
所以1859年。
And it was, he did it like 160 feet above the water, and it's raging water, we know that.
那下面是很猛的水是165尺。高
and he not only successfully crossed it once, he did it numerous times.
他不止一次，他做了好几次在这个吊绳上面走过。
And being an acrobat, he tried blindfold.
他是做杂技的，他就是蒙着眼睛也可以走的。
He even pushed a barrel across it and come back.
他甚至推着一个轮车在上面走过。
And you can imagine the crowd was cheering him.
那下面 的群众看见都觉得他非常棒。
And then he said to this applauding cloud,
他就对这些 他对这些鼓掌的群众说
Would you believe that I can carry one person and make it across?
你相不相信我可以背着一个人还可以走过
No, people were wow, yeah, yeah, sure.
那群众都说当然当然我们都相信
And he turned to one man and said, would you trust me to carry you on my back?
他就跟其中一个人说你相不相信我可以把你背在 背上然后走过呢
Not on your life.
那个人就说我不会把自己生命交给你
Now, if it were you, would you say yes to him?
那如果是你的话你会、答应他的请求吗
Now, do you believe that he could do that?
你相不相信他可以做呢
Do you?
你信吗
He demonstrated, he showed you numerous times.
他已经
Very difficult acts.
他已经示范过了他做过好几次了。
And now, he said, I'm going to carry you and walk across. Will you trust him?
那现在他问你你愿意相信他可以背着你走过吗
And that's how we treat God.
这个就是我们对神的态度。
We come to the church and we go to Sunday school and we say, yeah, 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 I believe in God.
我们来教会，我们去主日学，我们常常都说，是的，是的，我相信圣经，我相信神。
We believe in God from a very safe distance.
我们相信神，可是从一个很安全的距离来相信。
Things are under control now.
当所有的事情都在控制之下，我们说我们相信。
Let's add a little extra protection.
那我们就再加多加一点点的保护。
And we pray to God.
我们就向神祷告。
But when you say, I have no way out.
可是当你是已经没有退路了。
And then God, I have to trust you to carry me on your back and walk across the raging water on a tight rope.
那个时候你要说神我要相信你背着我在这些凶猛的洪水之上走过这个非常非常细的一条绳索。
And I say, no way, Jose.
那我就说神我不相信。
And we said, oh, I trust God, I'm a Christian.
我们常常说我相信神我是基督徒。
That's why we can never convince our friend to come to church. They find us a joke.
这个是其中一个原因我们不能够邀请我们不能够说服我们的朋友来
教会。You can lie to them, they see it.
因为你好像跟他们说谎一样他们其实可以看见的。
They think that Sunday or church is only a decoration in your life. It's not fundamental to you.
他们相信礼拜天对你来说只是生活上面生命上面一些点续而已。
So mental agreement or even verbal agreement is not real belief.
这是口头或者是脑筋里面的同意其实不是真正的相信。
Proverbs 3:5 also says, We trust the Lord with all your heart.
三章五节里面讲到说你要专心仰赖耶和华。
By the way, he actually carried his manager across, okay?
他其实有背着他的经理人走过。
I don't think the manager has a choice.
他的经理人可能没有什么其他不认同的办法。
And the sinful human nature is to trust ourselves more than God.
我们人的本性就是要相信自己。多过相信神。
Or if we say we trust God, it's not wholeheartedly.
我们相信神其实不是全心的相信。
Sometimes we say, God, we trust you, but we grab onto other things.
很多时候我们说神啊我相信你可是我们另外一只手抓住一些东西。
And we treat Jesus like another idol or another Buddha.
我们对主耶稣就好像他是另外一个菩萨一样。
Let me share the story about a woman that, one time I did a home visitation.
我跟大家分享一个有一次我去探访的一位太太的一个故事。
She already accepted Christ and we led her to the faith.
我们带领她信主。
And then, but her, husband was inflicted with cancer.
可是他的先生患了癌症。
And you know, I mean, out of desperation, of course, the church is you know, continue paying, praying and supporting the family.
那当然我们教会是继续的为他祷告继续的来关怀他。
So one day I decided, oh, she lives nearby. So after I finish one visit, I pay her another visit.
所以有一天当我做完一个探访工作的时候我就觉得有时间可以再去探望他。
And, it's around 5 or 6 o'clock, and then I just can't knock, you know, pound on the door.
就是在傍晚五六点钟的时候我敲门。
And there's light inside, and you can even smell like, oh, smoke's not, so you know that somebody's inside the home.
那个房子里面有灯光而且有一些烟雾你所以你知道里面是有人的。
So I knock and knock and knock.
所以一直敲门。
And then, like, nobody answered the door.
可是没有人来应门。
And I said, wait a minute, I mean, I'm sure there's someone in there, so I pound harder.
我就觉得很奇怪，我很肯定里面是有人的，所以我敲门就敲得大声一点。
And then finally there's another say, oh, we were coming, wait.
终于有一个声音说，我们来了，你请你等一下。
And then I hear a lot of fumbling, a lot of noise and chaos, what's going on inside the house.
那我就听见里面有一些很吵吵。吵的声音。
And I don't know what's going on. I keep waiting and waiting. And then it's like, oh, 快来了，快来了。
我就听到那个声音说 I'm coming.
I don't know how long. It's like 7 or 10 minutes, you know.
我也不晓得过了多少的时间，大概十分钟左右。
And finally the door was opened and then the whole family was there.
终于门打开了，整个全家人都在里面。
All being Chinese, politely they sat me down, offering me tea and then all that, and you know we start chatting.
那因为是中国人，当然就非常客气，请我坐，也请我吃一些点心。
But being Balak's,
因为是传道人的关系。
Being me,
是薛仲勇的关系。
I'm very observant, you see.
我这个人是观察力比较强的。
Yeah, so whether I see something, smell or hear something like that. I can even hear the alarm clock that goes on my neighbor's house across.
我甚至在睡觉的时候可以听到我邻居的闹钟响。
So you know that why I have bouts of insomnia, because I'm a terrible person, you know.
所以常常我都有失眠的。
Don't talk behind my back, I know.
所以你们不要讲我坏话，我会知道的。
And I can always smell something and it's like, oh, are you bringing 番薯 today?
有的时候我会闻到比如说是番薯的味道，我也认得出来。
And 你可以问北区的那些的同工们，他都知道，你今天带什么 lunch 我都闻得到。
You can ask the staff at North Valley Church because they always know that I will know what kind of lunch they bring.
90-some% accurate.
是90%几的准确度。
Miles can verify that.We went and visited this family who wanted to invite us for lunch and said, oh, 他们煮这个汤。他说 really? And opened it up and sure enough, yeah.
见证可以证明我讲的话是对的。
But you know, I went there and definitely you can smell incense, burning incense, like in a temple.
所以我进去的时候我一闻我就闻得出来那个是烧香的味道。
So I begin to...chatting this conversation, but in the back of my mind, I keep thinking, what's happening the last 10 minutes before I enter this house?
虽然我在跟他们聊天的时候，可是我在脑筋里面一直在想，那个他们开门以前的十分钟到底发生了什么事？
It's very evident that they were burning incense to somebody.
那个非常明显的，他们在那个之前，开门之前，他们在烧香。
But what really gave it away was when I turned in a corner and on the, a large file metal cabinet, there is a drawing of a Buddha.
那个比较明显的就是在一个角落，那里有一幅那个菩萨的画像。
And I'm sure they know that, wow, the pastor coming to visit now.
那他们可能想到说，哦，这个传道人来探望我。
I'm sure he didn't want us to, he doesn't want us to know that we're also offering incense to another idol.
那他可能不想要知道，不想要看见我们其实向着菩萨烧香。
And some people say that, yeah, I go to church, I'm a Christian.
有的人说我去教会，我是基督徒。
But my trust does not base on God and God alone.
可是我的仰赖，我的信赖不只是相信上帝，或者只是上帝而已。
That's an old Chinese saying.
在中国有一个名言。
When you have one foot on a boat and your other foot on a different boat, neither get you to the shore.
中国常常有一句话说，脚踏两条船，两头不到岸。
And some people really thinking Christianity is an additional insurance.
有很多人觉得基督教就是一个另加的保险
extended warranty
一个特长的保险
so multiple religions give you double protection
所以如果你有多重的信仰会给你多重的保险
it's actually very foolish
其实是非常愚昧的
it's almost like oh this thing can cure my cancer
如果这个事情能够帮助我医治我的癌
症 that can cure my cancer
那个也可以帮助我治疗我的癌症
whether it's Western medicine or some Chinese old remedy
不论是西方的药或者是中国的一些成药。
Oh, I'll take them all together.
我就全部吃。
At the end, we poison ourselves to death.
那到最后，其实我们是毒死自己。
Extra protection?
是特别的保险吗
？It's called double jeopardy.
那其实是叫
双倍的威胁。
哦，双倍的威胁。
So in a sense, you know that sometimes don't treat religion like this. It will kill you than really save you.
不要把信仰当成是这样子，因为他们其实会伤害你的。
So if we will say, I'm going to trust the law or Jesus, then it is demanded we must trust him alone.
如果你说你要信仰神或仰赖神或是仰赖耶稣，你一定要专心仰赖耶稣。
So that's what with all your heart really means.
所以这个就是说你要专心的意思。
Okay, during a wedding, I'm going to attend a wedding tonight.
如果比如说在一个婚礼上面，今天晚上我们就有一个婚礼。
And there comes a moment when the bride and the groom have exchanged vow.
那有一段时间，新郎跟新娘要互相交换誓言。
And if the pastor asks, "Do you love so and so with all your heart and all your mind?" and what is usually the expected answer?
当那个主婚人问他们你爱某某人是不是全心全意的爱他呢
？What's the expected answer?
那个应该答案正确的答案是什么
？I do.
我要我会。
But if it goes something like, I guess.
是不是会说我想可以吧
？I try.
或者是我尽量。
Maybe.
或许。
Will you take that answer as a yes?
你会觉得那个答案就是对吗
？People with normal mind would say no.
正常人不会说这个是对的答案。
Even when you have to lie to me right now, you have to say I do.
就算你现在要跟我说谎话，你一定要说我要。
So why would we expect God to take maybe, kinda, I'll try as an answer from us?
为什么我们觉得神对我们的答案？可以接受，就是说我们说我尽量，或许是我或许或的答案呢
？Okay, so let's move on to talk about the negative.
那我们或许看一下负面的。
Lean not on your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
You know, extremely difficult for a talented and proud people to trust God, really.
对一个非常有才干的人来说，其实对。专心仰赖神非常困难的。
Because they're so blown up, they have so much confidence on themselves.
因为他们对于自己非常有自信。
They tend to trust their own knowledge, experience, and judgment and ability.
他们对自己的知识、对自己的才干、对自己的能力都非常的自满。
Such talented person is never humble.
这样子对自己非常有自信的人，很少是很谦虚的。
I know it all.
我对一切都已经了如指掌。
So I don't care what the Sunday school said or the pastor said, you know, not paying attention. I know it all.
我不理上主日学老师或是牧师讲什么，其实我都知道了。
But in our life, there's so much burden and weight on ourselves. Can we really rely on ourselves to handle them?
我们在生命里面有许多许多的重担，我们是不是完全可以依靠自己呢
？Let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题。
Can you carry yourself?And lift off from the ground.
你可以把自己举起来吗
？Try.
你可以试一试。
Can you lift yourself off the ground?
你可以把自己举起来吗
？You can't, can't you?
你不可以的。
So when life is under your control, you think everything is fine.
当生命都在你的掌控之下，你觉得一切都很美好。
There is a time in your life you're so hopeless, all you do is lying there.
有的时候在生命里面，你是没有办法自己帮助自己的。
And somebody got to take care of you.
那有一些时候，有人需要来照顾你的。
So there's another old Chinese saying.
有另外一个中国的名言。
A strong man cannot lift himself, and a good doctor cannot cure himself.
壮士不能自举，能医不能自医。
So it's immature to think that we can totally rely on our own effort.
所以其实是非常幼稚的一个想法，你认为自己可以靠自己。
We can even control our temper.
我们对自己的脾气都不能控制。
Sometimes there's an urge we need to do something and we cannot control it.
有的时候就是有这样子的一个欲望，我们想要做一些什么。
Sometimes there's an itch, you know, we want to scratch, we cannot control that itch.
有的时候就是想抓痒，我们就要想叫抓痒。
And we think that we can take care and rely on our own.
我们常常以为我们自己可以靠自己。
That's a pretty sad news in September.
在九月的时候，有一个非常悲伤的一个新闻。
Police found two dead bodies in a Mountain View apartment.
在 Mountain View 的地方。警察发现两具尸体。
It happened to a Chinese family who used to attend, the relative used to attend Mountain View CCIC.
而且发生在一个他这个家庭的亲人是去参加 Mountain View 的会堂。
It alarmed the neighborhood because they're just, you know, potent, fume that is coming out from an apartment.
因为从那个apartment 里面有一些很难闻的一些味道出来。
This is a smart and intelligent young man, 17 years old.
一个很非常聪明的年轻人17岁。
Who scored 2400 on SAT.
他在 SAT 拿的分数是2400分。
How many points did you get on SAT?
你在 SAT 拿的分
数。With all your mom paying all those little tutoring and things.
你们去过那么多补习课，你们 SAT 拿几分
？This guy got 2400 points in SAT.
他这个年轻人拿到2400分。
I won't tell you what we got in SAT. We went to San Jose State.
我们去San Jose State 上课的。
He took his own life.
他自杀。
And how did he do it?
他怎么做呢
？He went online and purchased two chemicals.
他在网站上面买了两种的化学药品。
And when you put those two together,
你把这两种的化学放在一起。
It generates a very toxic, okay, very colorless fume.
你把这两种化学剂放在一起，它就会产生一种非常有毒的毒气。
I'm sure he got all A's, even in chemistry.
我相信他在化学一定是拿很高分的。
He couldn't bear the fact that he was not admitted to Stanford and UCLA.
他不能够接受他没有得到斯坦福大学跟 UCLA 大学的。
I got all A's.
我拿那么好的成绩。
I'm involved in all these extracurricular activities.
我在课外有那么多的活动。
I got 2400 points on SAT.
我 SAT 是拿满分的。
You do not accept me.
你怎么可以不接纳我？
For whatever reason, whether pressure of his own or from friends or shame or from parents, I don't know, he took his own life.
不晓得他是从朋友、同学或者父母亲来的压力，他自杀了。
But unfortunately,
非常非常不幸的。
When his father went home and found out what happened,
当他父亲回家发现的时候
，trying to rescue him,
他父亲想要抢救他
，not knowing.That gas is so poisonous.
也不晓得这个毒气是那么毒。
It took the father's life as well.
他父亲也死亡了。
Now you tell me.
那你告诉我。
This young man called William.
这个年轻人叫做 William.
Is he bright, smart, and intelligent?
你觉得他聪明吗
？Is he?
是不是聪明
？Certainly.
他当然是聪明。
Can you score 2400 points on SAT?
他 SAT 拿满分的。
But let me ask you.Another question.
我再问你另外一个问题。
Was he wise?
他有智慧吗
？No.
没有。
A smart person is not the same as a wise person.
一个聪明的人并不一定是一个有智慧的人。
Sometimes an intelligent person makes the most stupid choice in life.
有的时候，一个很聪明的人反而做最愚蠢的决定。
I don't think William.Ever intend to take his innocent father's life?
我相信 William 其实没有这个意思要把他的父亲也伤害的。
But his dumb choice in life took his family down with him. Can you imagine how much the family is suffering now?
可是他非常不明智的决定伤害到他的家庭。你可不可以想象他现在家庭所要经历的
？So the prophet said, "Do not lean on your own understanding, however smart you think you are."
所以箴言说。不要依靠自己的聪明，虽然你认为自己很聪明。
There was a story about a man who fell into a dark and dirty and slimy pit.
所以有一个故事，有一个人掉进去一个非常深、非常黑的洞里面。
And he tried, he couldn't climb out.
他不自己不能爬出来。
So then, the story goes, a Confucius came along and saw this man in the pit.
所以啊，孔子经过的时候就看见这个人在这个洞里面。
And said to him, "Oh, poor fellow, if you listen to me, you won't have fell in."
所以他就说，这是可怜的人，如果你早听我的话，你就不会掉进去了。
After he said that, you know, Confucius went out.
所以他讲完了以后，孔子就走了。
Later on, Buddha came along.
再过一下，那个菩萨来了。
Also saw this man in the pit and said to the man.
他看见这个人在这个洞里面，就跟他说
：“Oh, poor fellow.
哦，可怜的人。
If you try harder, I'll meet you halfway.
哦，如果你尽你的能力，我
半路可以帮你。
我在半路上面就可以帮你。
And he too went on.
他也走掉了。
And then Jesus Christ came along.
可是主耶稣基督来了。
He also saw this man in the pit and took pity on him.
耶稣看见这个人在这个洞里面，就可怜他。
So Jesus jumped into the pit.
他主耶稣跳进去这个洞里面
，and carry this man out.
他就把这个人背出来。
This is what Jesus will do for us if we lean on Him wholeheartedly.
这个就是主耶稣能够替我们做的，如果我们全心仰赖他。
And finally, let us turn into the last phrase: In all your ways, acknowledge Him.
所以最后一节呢，讲说在你一切所行的事上
，Now Chinese
都要认定他。
People are poetic; they use different metaphors to describe life.
中国人常常都用不同的形容来形容人生。
We say life is like a dream.
有时候人生如梦。
Life is like a bitter sea.
人生如苦海。
Life is like a riddle.
人生如谜。
Life is like a play.
人生如戏。
Also, we often compare life to a long journey.
或许是这个人生很漫长。
Some very straight and some with a lot of curves.
有的时候是非常直的，有的时候是非常弯的。
And if life is like a journey and there's a long road ahead,
如果人生就好像一条很长的路程
，You and I must choose the path carefully.
你跟我都要很正确的选择这个道路。
We have to be very certain of our direction.
我们要对我们的方向非常正确。
Otherwise, we're wasting our time and energy.
不然的话，我们对我们的时间精力都浪费了很多。
And the book of Proverbs describes human life also as a traveling path.
在箴言里面也是这样子形容人生的。
And different paths lead to different results.
不同的道路就产生不同的结果。
In 14:12, it says, "There's a way it seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death."
在箴言14:12说，有一条路人以为正。最终成为死亡之路。
That's terrible.
那个是非常可怕。
You thought it was right.
你以为是正的。
But it leads to death.
可是它是指向死亡的。
When the first terrorist plane hit the Twin Tower in New York.
在当第一部恐怖的飞机冲向双子大楼其中一栋的时候。
And people in the other building saw what happened. Everyone was running down the street and trying to evacuate the building in panic.
那第二栋大楼的人看见对面发生的事情，就所有的人都往下跑，想要离开他们的大厦。
But the security guy was rushing in and trying to take control of the chaos.
可是那些保全人员就进去想要控制那个混乱的局面，就跟他们说。
And they were assuring the crowd like, you know, things were okay, only the other building got here, we're fine.
他们给他们保证说不要惊慌不要惊慌，只是对面那栋大楼受到攻击。
You say that just return to your post and not to add to the confusion and an obstruct rescue mission.
所以你们只是要回去你们应该待的地方，你们不要到外面去影响外面抢救的工作。
Well, these were building security guards.
这些是大厦里面的保全人员。
They were supposed to protect people and maintain order in the building.
他们应该是要保护而且要维持秩序的。
They were paid to do that.
他们是付了他们薪水这样
做的。They have authority.
他们是应该有权
利这样做的。You have to follow them.
你应该是要跟随他们的。
But would you?
你会吗？
Would you?
你会吗？
Why wouldn't you? They can even cite you if you don't.
你为什么不会呢？因为如果你不听话的话，他们可以给你一个罚单的。
But then we know the rest of the story.
那当然我们都知道那个结果是怎么样。
When the other's plane hit the second building,
当第二部飞机撞向第二栋大厦的时候，
many people were killed.
很多人死亡了。
Now many of them couldn't gotten out early enough to escape.
其实很多人 其实在那个时候是可以生存的。
But they trust the authority.
可是他们相信有那个时候有权柄的人。
Expert.
那么那些所谓的专家。
People who you learn to trust and pay to trust.
那些人是你付薪水也是被教导说应该要相信他们。
But watch out, these people can still fail you at the end.
可是这些人有的时候在最终都会失败的。
Don't follow your crowd.
不要跟着群众走。
I mean, you know, you guys sit together and don't even follow a person next to him. Take next to you.
你们坐在一起甚至不要跟着你旁边的人。
Don't do the things that others do.
别人做的事情不要跟着去做。
It might take you down the wrong path.
因为可能他们引你的是一个不正确的道路。
And even death.
可能是死亡之路。
Sometimes they thought they know what's going on.
他们有的时候以为自己知道做什么。
It's really blind leading blind.
其实是瞎子领着瞎子。
I'm sure they weren't evil.
我相信他们其实并不是恶毒的。
They might mean well.
他们可能原意是好的。
And they're not trying to hurt you.
他们不是想要伤害你。
But the truth is,
可是真实是
no one has a complete story and know the truth except God.
没有一个人能够完全知道事实，除了神以外。
And he should be the one we can trust wholeheartedly.
神，只有神是我们全心仰赖的。
And prophets talk about an alternate path.
箴言讲到另外一条路。
4:18 says, the path of righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining even brighter till the full light of day.
箴言四章十八节说，但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
But let me ask you this, do you know your path of life?
我来问你，你们知道生命的道路吗？
Are you confident that you're walking on it and it's going to take you to a brighter, brighter future?
你可以确定你现在是走在生命的道路上面，而且领你的是更光明的路吗？
And sometimes, you know, we feel a little lost, we feel like life is in a crossroad.
有的时候我们觉得我们会站在一个交叉路上面。
We don't know what direction the decision to make.
我们不晓得哪一个方向是对的。
Oh, what major to study, what college to go to.
我们应该要读哪一科，应该要去哪一个学校。
What job should take, whom should I marry?
我应该要跟谁结婚。
Which treatment is better for my health?
或许是我应该要做什么才
your parents give you a lot of noise.
那你的父母亲给你很多
声音。Your friends feed in more noises.
那你的朋友给你很多声音。
You did a lot of research on internet and they're all good, but I still don't know which one to take.
你在网络上面寻求很多，可是还是不晓得应该有些什么选择。
And let me conclude with Proverbs 16:9.
那让我用箴言来结束。
It says, in his heart a person plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
We can plan as Chinese people. We're very good in planning.
我们可以计划，我们中国人是非常喜欢计划的。
But do realize one thing, the result is never in our hand.
可是要明白一点，结果不在我们的手中。
And God made it that way to keep us humble.
神是要故意如此，因为他要让我们心里面谦卑。
So let go and let God.
所以要放开，让神来做。
And he will make our path straight.
他会让我们的道路正直。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们来祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom on the Bible, because that is exceed beyond all human wisdom. And we thank you for being a faithful and loving God. That, you know, when some people who are dear to us try their very own, even our parents, when they fail us,our wife or spouse and fail us. Our kids fail us. You never fail us. So help us to bank our trust on you and you alone. Yes, Lord, teach us to have self-confidence. But we have confidence is because we find our value in you. That we're created by you. And you never forsaken us. No matter in good times or bad times.That is how wonderful you are. And that's why you came to die for us on the cross. In Thanksgiving season, we cannot stop but giving thanks. Strengthen each one of us so they can hear your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.